This program was produced by and first broadcast on Community Radio Hamilton, a volunteer-based community access station. For more information, go to www.communityradio.co.nz.
Stop consuming animals. You cannot deny that. Meat is still murdered, every still break. And I am still as stupid as anyone who know my mistakes. And I have recognized my former oppression. Now I recognize the rest. Life's too short to make others shorter.
You're tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought, 106.7 FM, 12:06 AM, online at communityradio.co.nz, or via iTunes and other podcast hosts. You can check out the official website at fftradio.wordpress.com. Food for Thought is brought to you by The Vegan Buffet, 148 Water Street, who serve absolutely delicious and cheap vegan foods on weekday lunchtimes, and also they're open until 7:30 on Friday. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about a recent story that was in the New Zealand Herald. Basically, the gist of the story is that some fishermen were killing dolphins to use as bait in order to catch fish, and there's been a lot of outrage that they're killing the dolphins, but no outrage that they're killing the fish, or that consumers are driving the demand for them to kill fish and dolphins. Now, some people may say that it's okay to kill the it's okay to kill fish, but not okay to kill the dolphins, because the dolphins are more intelligent or have human-like qualities and all that kind of stuff. And I'm going to be explaining a little bit about the problems of the argument that you need intelligence for basic rights. I'll be talking about all that and more right after this song by Fall Out Boy, whose drummer Andy Hurley is vegan.
She says she's no good with words, but I'm worse. But stuttered at a joke of a romantic stuck to my tongue. Way down with words too overdramatic. Tonight it's a can't get much worse. There's no one should ever feel like I'm two quarters and a heart down. And I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. So you need them just to get by. This is before it imports to have time. This is, these are the lies that you love to leave. This is the way they know. Always fold just before you found out. Drink up its last call, last resort, but only the first mistake. And I'm two quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. So you need them just to get by. We'll be right back.
That was Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy, and you are tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought. Check out fftradio.wordpress.com for more information on what the show is all about. I saw a recent story in the New Zealand Herald, which was about some fishermen, and basically they were killing dolphins in the Amazon to use as bait in order to catch fish. Now, there was all this focus and all this outrage on how wrong it is that they're killing dolphins, but there was nothing about how they're killing fish and how we as the consumers are, in essence, responsible for the killing of those fish. So why does our society consider it so wrong to kill dolphins and great apes and all those sorts of animals, but consider it fine to kill other sentient beings like fish? Why is our society so concerned with protecting the rights of dolphins, but routinely violates the rights of fish? Our society views it like dolphins are the only rights holders and fish aren't, but the reality is, a right is just a concept designed to protect an interest. Now, any being that is sentient, by definition, has interests. And unless you're following some sort of discrimination, then those interests deserve to be protected, just like any other sentient being's interests. So really, the only difference between a dolphin and a fish is not something like one's sentient and the other's not. It's just that one is considered cute by our society or intelligent by our society, and the other one is not. Now, fish... Just like dolphins, fish have rights, and the reason for that is very simple. Rights are merely concepts that we've designed in order to protect certain interests. Now, any being that is sentient, by definition, has interests, desires, wants, and the like, and if you violate those interests, those rights, merely because they belong to a different species, then that is a form of discrimination called speciesism. It's just as wrong as saying that the only reason one sentient human doesn't have rights is because they were born a different race or a different gender or a different sexuality or whatever other irrelevant characteristic. Now, fish clearly are sentient. They have complex nervous systems, they've got developed brains, they have long-term memories, can use tools, and there's many fields of scientific research that have proved beyond reasonable doubt that fish, just like other animals, are sentient. Now, maybe fish aren't as cute as dolphins, but whether or not we consider a particular being to be cute is completely irrelevant to whether or not that being has rights, and whether we should be protecting those rights. The fact that we don't like the look of a being or their appearance is no justification for killing them. All that is necessary for a being to have rights is sentience. A being doesn't have to be cute to have rights. However, some people may say that the reason it's wrong to kill dolphins, but okay to kill fish, is because dolphins are intelligent, and they have human-like characteristics. Whereas fish and the other animals we commonly eat are not intelligent and do not have these same characteristics. I will discuss the flaws in this reasoning right after this quick song by Earth Crisis, an all-vegan metal band.
You know, I want a vegetarian buffet that has delicious, nutritious food, but also won't hurt my wallet. Where can I go?
You go to Vegan Buffet on Ward Street. They have meals that are tasty, filling, and best of all, cheap. Vegan Buffet lets you choose what you want with a variety of dishes to fill your plate. They've got really friendly staff to help you with takeaway or dine in.
Mmm, you've made me super hungry. Let's go.
Vegan Buffet, 148 Ward Street, phone 838 0805.
doctors and lack of sense. I got the upper propaganda fantasy that never gels in the test of reality. I'm a trained in every aspect. I'm a trained in every aspect. Mass graves filled with the corpses of the helpless slaves. Watch the savage always live the same. Expect of the next thing of their king. Invasion forces capture a country. Occupy the territory. Ever tried to run for your best. Ever tried to run for your best. Ever tried to run for your best.
That was Mechanism by Earth Crisis, and you're tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought. Check out the official webpage at fftradio.wordpress.com. Food for Thought is brought to you by the Vegan Buffet, 148 Ward Street, where they serve absolutely delicious and cheap vegan foods on weekday lunchtimes, and also they're open on dinners for Fridays, open till 7:30. So if you're in Hamilton and looking for a place to eat, then you just can't go past the Vegan Buffet. Before the break, I was talking about the killing of dolphins and how people are upset by that killing of dolphins, but are not upset at all by all the other animals that are killed, like fish. In fact, they pay for those animals to be killed and eat those animals. Now, some people may say that the reason it's wrong to kill dolphins and it's okay to kill fish is that fish are not intelligent and fish don't have human-like characteristics. There are two ways to answer this. The first way to answer it is saying that fish actually are intelligent, and the second way, which I think is a lot more convincing, is that having human-like characteristics and what we deem to be intelligence is really irrelevant for basic rights. All you need for those basic rights is sentience. However, I'll start off by explaining a little bit about fish intelligence. Fish can use tools, they communicate in a very sophisticated way, they have very developed brains, long-term memories, and more. Now, the same can be said for the majority of the animals that we commonly use and exploit. Pigs are estimated to be as smart as dogs and 3-year-old children. Cows can hold grudges, and chickens learn from watching each other, and there's many more examples that I could list to explain how intelligent they are. But the reality is that I don't really need to, because intelligence and human-like characteristics are not needed for basic rights. The only thing that is needed for basic rights is sentience. We can see this very clearly with other human beings. For example, we all agree that someone who won a Nobel Prize has no more rights than you or me. And we all agree that that person who won a Nobel Prize has no more rights than a small child or a baby who may not be as intelligent and may not have as many of the same characteristics as that adult. However many qualifications or how much education someone has, or whether or not they can do calculus or a complicated mathematical formula, is irrelevant to whether or not it's okay to kill them and use them as property. You know, even infants who haven't developed much intelligence, we don't think it's acceptable to kill them because they have sentience. And sentience is the only thing that they need to have basic rights. Intelligence is not a requirement for those basic rights. Now, all that stops us applying this to animals, to non-human animals, is our own prejudices and our own speciesism. Yes, a bird can't compose a symphony or draw a masterpiece, but a human can't fly hundreds of miles without any GPS or maps to a place that they've never been before in their lives. And birds do this all the time when they migrate. So yes, there are some things that us humans can do that non-humans can't do, but non-humans also have a lot of things that they can do that we can't. And who are we to say that the things that we can do are more morally relevant? By saying that behaving in similar ways to humans, in reality, we're not making a moral argument. All we're doing is presenting speciesism and saying that our way is the best way and our qualities are what are needed for moral rights. When in reality, once again, the only thing that is needed is sentience. Sentience means having a consciousness, having interests, desires, and wants. Now, all of the animals that we routinely exploit have these interests, desires, and wants, just like us, just like we do. They may not have the same intelligence, they may not be able to do calculus, but they still have interests, desires, and wants, and we shouldn't violate those interests just because we like how they and their products taste, look, feel, or whatever. Now, that said, there are some sorts of rights that do require some amount of intelligence, or at least some amount of rational thinking, in the sense that we humans define it. For example, the rights to vote and the rights to drive both go hand in hand with responsibilities, a level of rational thinking and intelligence. And I'll discuss this a little bit more in depth after this song by Goldfinger, whose vocalist and guitarist John Feldman is vegan.
Hi, I'm David Bennett, MP for Hamilton East. My team and I are available for constituent inquiries, support or advice on a range of issues. If you need help, please feel free to telephone our electorate office on 07 834 3407 to make an appointment or email me on davidbennett@extra.co.nz.
This message is paid by Vote Parliamentary Services.
Everything I see.
That was Counting the Days by Goldfinger, and you're tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought, 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, online at communityradio.co.nz, or via iTunes and other podcast hosts. Check out the website at fftradio.wordpress.com. Before the break, I talked about why intelligence and having human qualities are not necessary for basic rights. For example, the right not to be property, the right to life, and the right to liberty. It doesn't matter how many human-like qualities you have or how intelligent you are, you still have those basic rights. However, intelligence and rational thinking and having human-like qualities are needed for some other rights. For example, the right to vote or drive. Now, the reason for this is very simple. Rights are just concepts designed to protect an interest. Now, sentient beings almost always have an interest in their continued existence. Now, I say almost always because there's also the issue of euthanasia, where a sentient individual may not have an interest in a continued life and may instead prefer to die painlessly, but that's a separate issue and I won't get into that right now. But anyway, for the most part, sentient beings do not want to die. They want to be free, and they don't want to be property. However, not all sentient beings have an interest in things like voting, or driving, or freedom of speech. For example, a cow or a pig or a dog does not have an interest in a freedom of speech or driving, so therefore it's meaningless to talk about a cow's right to freedom of speech, or their right to vote, or their right to drive, or their right to drink alcohol, or whatever else, because they don't have an interest in that. And the reason they don't have an interest in that is because they don't have the intelligence to comprehend those more abstract rights. However, because they are sentient, they can definitely comprehend their basic rights, such as a right to a continued existence. They know that they don't want to die. They know that they want to be free, just like any sentient being. Now, the same thing can be said for young children and infants. Infants don't care what political party is in office, they don't have an interest in politics or voting. Therefore, it's meaningless to talk about an infant's right to vote. However, just because they don't have a right to vote, they still have their basic rights, such as their right to a continued existence, their right to liberty, and their right not to be property. Now I'm going to read a recipe for some vegan scones. For this recipe, you will need 2 cups of self-raising flour, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 3/4 of a cup of soy milk, and just under 1/4 of a cup of oil. To make this, simply whisk the dry ingredients, then mix the wet ingredients together. After you've mixed the wet ingredients, then combine the wet and the dry to make a dough. If the dough is too sticky, then you're going to need to add a little bit more flour. Put the dough on a floured baking tray and cook for between 12 to 15 minutes on an oven preheated to 200 degrees Celsius. If you didn't quite catch that recipe, then you can find it and more at fftradio.wordpress.com in this week's show notes. Thanks for listening to Food for Thought on Community Radio Hamilton. I'm going to be finishing off now with a little bit of Ben Frost right after this.
You know, I want a vegetarian buffet that has delicious, nutritious food, but also won't hurt my wallet. Where can I go?
You go to Vegan Buffet on Ward Street. They have meals that are tasty, filling, and best of all, cheap. Vegan Buffet lets you choose what you want with a variety of dishes to fill your plate. They've got really friendly staff to help you with takeaway or dine in.
You've made me super hungry. Let's go.
Vegan Buffet, 148 Ward Street, phone 838 0805.
Someone, yet I'm a slave.
Episodes of this Community Access Radio show, visit www.communityradio.co.nz.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this program available through funding the Access Internet Radio Project. Cheers, New Zealand On Air.